Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're talking about the power of consistency and celebration this evening, and how to establish a life-affirming routine that naturally propels you or propels your life in the direction of your dreams, and how important it is to celebrate the milestones before rushing on to complete the next and then the next and then the next thing. You know, we're quickly moving now. Someone said to me it was 13 days to Christmas, or it's 13 days to Boxing Day and it's all going to be over. So we're rapidly moving towards 2020, which is an amazing thing. You know, it's my 60th year, 2020, and it's looking at what we've, you know, and celebrating what we've managed to achieve this year before we move on into the new year. So just saying hi to Matthew, and it's a dark and stormy night here in Cornwall tonight, and just wondering how he's doing. So Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. It's good to be back. Really looking forward to the show tonight, as with a lot of the shows we've done, it seems so relevant to what's been going on for me recently. So it's great to be able to share from that personal sort of viewpoint, and actually putting out there that very much what we're teaching and the teaching methods and stuff that we use really does work, because you see such great results. So yes, on the weather front, we've been a bit stormy up here, a lot of rain, and the wind's definitely been whipping up. But on the positive front, it has been slightly warmer this week, so there's been no scraping the car off in the morning,
which is always positive. So very much so, I think. Very much from my point of view, I've just finished training, a 2-year training with some practitioners and facilitators. And for me, it was very much on Monday, just taking a breath and going, whoa, that was a good job. And realizing that, you know, yes, we've got some new facilitators and practitioners at Acorn to Oak doing Breath for Life breathwork, but also just realizing that, you know, the students obviously have had their own personal journeys, but I've had my own personal journey through the 2 years. And some of it was awesome, some of it was gobsmacking, some of it was really hard work and exhausting, but also just realizing that, you know, we've moved through the 2 years. The practitioners are all practicing in their own practices now, and you know, there's a few things to clear up for a couple of people in the new year. But obviously Matthew's managed to go through to glory complete his whole training, and we're just really looking forward to 2020 when we start moving into a new era. And you know, very much for me, I see this journey, for me it's like getting a whole bunch of people who would like to go from novice to expert. And it's like we get on a riverboat together and we do this journey, and sometimes there's a few rapids, sometimes it's nice plain sailing, but we're going with the flow. And, you know, it's for me, it felt like coming back to the riverbank and allowing these new practitioners and new facilitators to get off the boat if they so wished. And for me, I'm heading back up river again, so I can go and collect a whole new trouch of people who want to go from novice to expert. And it's just like I'm using this time between now and the new year just to celebrate and to reflect. So, you know, it is reflection that helps us go celebrate the milestones and celebrate some of the things that we've achieved in life, so we don't just continually produce and produce and produce. We do allow ourselves some downtime. We do allow ourselves, you know, just to reflect and look at the good times and look at the memories and look at some of the hilarity and fun and enjoyment that we've had on that process in the last 2 years. So just wanted to hand over to Matthew for a few minutes so he can give his take on this as well.
Yeah, thanks, Penny. It has been an absolutely amazing journey, and you have to describe it as a journey because very much like Penny was saying, there's always ups and downs with various different things and in trainings, especially the trainings we do, and Penny and Acorn to Oak do, they're created and designed in a way that gets the best out of a person. And there's been times when my behaviours, I'm sure, have sort of outraged Penny, and you get some lessons around how you're behaving, which of course is one of the best things, because it allows you to see your behaviour and change it, and thus changing a big part of your life. Because if you're going around doing a certain behaviour, it'll show within your life. So it really has been the most amazing experience, and reflecting on it is very much what I've been doing the last week, is just having quiet time. I've been very busy and very focused on passing the course, business course work on the side about setting goals for the next 5 and 10 years. But my focus very much this year has been about qualifying as a group facilitator, and then being a facilitator for Acorn to Oak as well, because very much since I started doing this work and I saw the drastic change in my own life, my passion has been to get this out to a bigger number of people, because very much in the UK there were a bit sort of closed eyes to that side to some alternative therapies. Very much in with the article, because I think I said last week, I was almost shocked that it happened to me. It was like this amazing experience that just seemed to come out of nowhere. But then when you introspect and you look back on some of the intentions you set 5 years ago, that was one of them. And very much what we are going into, or fast approaching, a new decade, and there's big things going to happen in 2020. So we just wanted to sort of allow you to gain some focus around what it is you're trying to manifest. Because very much everything that I've tried to manifest and more has happened in the last 2 years. I think there's maybe one or two things that haven't fully manifested yet. However, there's signs of every single thing I've visioned, manifested, and kept that real focus on. The thing I've found for me as well is it's kind of it's not what you do when things are going good, and it's easy to respond in a positive way, but it's when you have the small times of doubt, which we all have. It's how you respond in those times. So very much it's about keeping a focus on what you are visualizing or what you are So what were your preferences on manifesting into your life in 2020? Because that's how you get through. Colin McGregor, he puts his career down to visualization. He's from what and always dreamt of being a UFC fighter and has done very well in that. And if you listen to what he says it's all down to visualization. Some of the greatest sports people in the world put credit to that. Ayrton Senna being one of them. Lewis Hamilton has obviously made references too. And it's how you visualize things, and if you keep on top of it, there's absolutely nothing that you can't bring into your life. And taking some of Penny's teachings here, it's the way I was taught to do it, which I used to be quite scattergun on my ideas, but I found with when you're trying to create something, it's about getting real specific. You want that sort of laser beam. And what I started doing when I started working with Penny is go to the end. So what's the end dream in 2020? And then it's working it back and creating reasonable, achievable, measured targets and plans of action to keep focus and passion on it. So if you do have a testing day or a testing week at work, you're still able to keep that focus, because that for me is very much what's got me through the last 2 years, is that always looking forwards. And even what feels like a bad situation at the time is always a good situation. There's never any hardship here or any losing. You either win or you learn. And if you have that attitude, then you're going to go places, because it's very much about keeping positive, even when things aren't necessarily seeming to you that they're not working out. We can never see what's happening behind the scenes, and all of a sudden something will come up and it makes your year. And then something else just as big as that will happen. So it's very much about hunkering down and just sort of working out what it is your end goal is, and working back from there.
Yeah, I really do agree with what you're saying here, Matthew. And it's really important to remember that, you know, when we're looking to manifest things in our daily lives, and it doesn't come, or it doesn't work out, or it, you know, and we start to get dissatisfied that what we're trying to manifest doesn't come. And one of the things I would say to you, or advice I would give, is that if it hasn't arrived the way that you would like it to arrive, how are you blocking it from reaching you? And it usually means that we need to adjust something in our own lives. And it may be we need to adjust a belief, or we need to adjust, you know, it may well be that you don't believe that you're worthy of receiving whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, or it's a pattern of behavior that you've lodged in your subconscious, which just keeps on repeating itself without you actually doing a pattern interrupt to scratch the record, so that you can choose to do something different. And I know you've heard us talk about NEDs before, new empowering decisions. So it's looking at it and just going, okay, so, you know, I'm just going to pick something out of the sky here. If you're trying to lose weight, you know, the best thing you can possibly do is probably give up eating candy and chocolate. You know, you may not like that new decision, or you may have difficulty sticking to that decision, but that's one of the best ways that you can, you know, sort out your blood sugar, maybe up the exercise a little bit more, and go down on the sweet things or the carbs that you're eating, so that you will naturally start to lose some of the weight that you would like to lose. it's, you know, it, we can talk about things for days, weeks, you know, millenniums, but unless we take the if you decide to do something towards that goal that you would like to achieve every single day, then you're going to get nearer and nearer to achieving that goal. And it is the consistency. You know, it may not be, you know, doing 5 hours of computer work or whatever that is. That's probably too much. But if you do one thing towards reaching that goal per day, then you will consistently move towards it. And what that, what happens with the universe is that it will see the effort that you are making, and it will make just as big an effort to help you. And when you look at those sportsmen who visualize, you know, all they're doing is they're visualizing excelling at their sport or excelling in their lives. And if they consistently do it on a daily basis, then it's one more step towards it, one more step towards it, one more step towards it. And I know Lewis Hamilton, I mean, he visualizes his races, and he visualizes him, you know, crossing the line first. And, you know, we know that this is, works, you know, the science behind it is true. You know, people at Harvard have done studies around the power of visualization. And if you visualize, you know, you visualize you winning that race, or you visualize, you know, doing well in a fight, or if you visualize, you know, being great on a TED talk or whatever it is, then, you know, you're preparing your brain. And it's just practicing to be perfect. Yeah, it's practicing, you know. And again, you know, my favorite six P's here is planning and preparation prevent piss poor performance. And you know, my students and people who know me just go, here she goes again, as soon as I went, remember the six P's, and they all go, you know, they all voice it all together. Yeah, planning and preparation present piss poor performance. And it is just so true. You know, yeah, one of the things that, yeah, I know. And it, you know, one of the things that Chris asks us to do is do a little bit of a write-up in planning and preparing for the radio shows. And if we didn't do it, if we didn't set our intention earlier on in the week, we wouldn't have an idea about what we're talking about, and we'd be all over the place. Well, you could say that we probably are, but that's not the point. You've got to take yourself lightly, and you just look at it and just go, you know, the power of consistency is what then leads you on to be able to celebrate the wins. And, you know, we all want life to be win-win. You know, we don't want anybody to lose. We want everybody to win-win in their life. And it's looking at what you can do so that you can establish that life-affirming routine. So just handing back to Matthew whilst I have a drink of lemonade.
Yeah, yeah, and it is very much about the daily stuff. I think a lot of my clients, when speaking to them and generally speaking to people that are into sort of meditation and trying visualization and manifestation and that sort of thing. And I think one of the big secrets about it, or the things they don't get, is when you say to someone, if you put in 20%, the universe will do the rest, a lot of people think, well, I tried to manifest it, so that's my 20%, so now it's up to the universe. And that's where people are misled, because very much as Penny said, it doesn't have to be anything big, but it's doing more than just trying to visualize and manifest it. So if I was trying to manifest more clients, I wouldn't just do a visualization around it, a manifestation around it. It's then about following it up with an action. And that could just be making 3 phone calls to different organizations or going to another networking meeting. It's saying, right, this is my intention. So we'll go deeper into that after the break. I look forward to speaking to you then.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So we're back. So we were talking very much about the power of consistency and celebration this evening. And again, Matthew and I were just talking earlier on about consistency and looking at visualization as a way of helping you change your neural net, so your neuroplasticity in the brain, so that you can, if you're doing affirmations and you're doing visualizations on a daily basis, how you can change your own brain's makeup so that it will lead you towards your goals and success. That's if you so wish. And realizing that when manifestation does not happen on a daily basis, it's because there is something that is blocking you, and not blaming the universe for not turning up with your goodies, but actually looking within self and seeing where you are blocking yourself and what part of you is not prepared to receive whatever it is that you would like to manifest. And I think this is one of the biggest things for me is when I'm teaching people is, or guiding people, it's looking at it and going, you know, this is why we use the tool TACT, which is telling the absolute complete truth. You know, when you're actually going for a goal or when you're trying to manifest something, sometimes you need to look at your own thinking and your the stories that you're telling yourself in your own mind, why you don't think you're worthy of receiving, Or what is it? Is it that you have a money block, or is it because you're blocking your relationships and you're finding that you do patterns, you know, and you keep on asking yourself, why is this happening to me again? And looking at it and just going, okay, so if I dissected this, if I was being a detective here, what is going on in my own mind that is stopping me from manifesting my dreams or my goals? And it's being brutally frank with yourself. You know, nobody else is watching you. Nobody else is watching your thoughts right here, right now. So if you were looking at it and beginning to write down what part of me does not believe that this is going to be easy? What part of me is not allowing me to have perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect relationships, or at least relationships that are equally 50-50, that, you know, somebody is not taking the strain on this. So what is it that's stopping me from achieving those things that I would love to achieve and experience in this lifetime? And sometimes, you need somebody who can make you be brutally honest with self, and maybe looking at things slightly different from you and saying, you know, holding up a mirror and saying, have you seen what you're doing here? Without judgment, but just helping someone unravel what is actually blocking them from creating. And it's a wonderful process, because what we gain is more freedom, and what we gain is more clarity. And, you know, once we start having clarity, then we can actually start changing things and making new empowered decisions. So again, handing back to Matthew for his take on this.
Yeah, I think my first response to that, I think, would be people have got to accept, like, that there's nothing wrong with the universe. The universe is working perfectly. So you can't blame the universe for something not working out. It's something that I had to learn, and it can be a tough one, because we're dealing with viewpoints that we've have personally, experiences, the way we see the world, where things don't necessarily look fair, and this, that, and the other. For me, what's helped with that has been the rule of reincarnation. We've been that poor person and that starving child, and we've lived that experience. And it doesn't mean that you don't have empathy for them, but it just allows you to think more. You've lived that as well. And so very much with the, I was talking about manifesting and with visualization, just to expand a little bit on what I was saying, is a lot of people with manifestation and visualization don't realize that they'll try and see it, but it's very much about the senses. So it's smelling it and tasting it and feeling it, and really, really try and evolve the way you're visualizing if you're not using these other senses, because that for me again has been what's really helped. And it's a more powerful process when you do it that way, and you'll find, because you're concentrating on it more, it's just easier to do, and you'll find that things do improve. And when it doesn't, it is about just taking a breath and going, okay, right, why is this not why am I not able to manifest this right here, right now? And as I was saying, it could be around you need to learn a lesson around behavior, it could be a lesson around money, it could be the intent behind it. So I mentioned in a show before that when I first started learning about manifestation, I was trying to manifest a big amount of money so I could pay some debts off and go on a holiday and be living a bit more comfortably. And all I got was lessons around money. And my first thing was, oh, well, manifestation, this isn't working and I'm not the problem and this, that and the other. But that's just the stories going on within your conscious mind. Actually, what I needed was those lessons so I could learn from them and then create a different experience, which is, again, is exactly what I've done. And it doesn't matter what you're trying to manifest. Maybe it's a partner, maybe it's sort of maybe you're trying to expand your business. No matter what it is, if it's not working out how you're trying to manifest it, it's just because you need to learn a lesson in it. So if you're just trying to do it for material gain, perhaps the lesson you need to learn is that actually you can have everything you ever dreamed of materially and have no
still
love.
Still not be happy, yeah.
Yep, and many people have said it, and I love the way that Will Smith put out in one of his posts that him and his wife had sort of said that they've given up responsibility of trying to make each other happy, because what they've realised is actually the only person that can make you happy is yourself. And yes, of course, things that people do for us and things like that make us feel loved, and of course that's true. However, if you're relying on somebody else to make you happy and you need somebody else to be happy, then you need to learn to truly love self. And again, this is something that I've learned. But I just love the way you put it across, that we're in charge of making ourselves happy, and
absolutely,
actually we're responsible for that, and we should take it more seriously. And I think he's another one who talks about visualization. Certainly some inspirational talks, that's for sure. So, yeah, again, for me, the important points is if put in the action, and don't, if it's not working out, just look in a little bit deeper, because A, there's good lessons and some learning in there. And it doesn't mean you're going to get a horrendous lesson. It just could be things need slightly tweaking, like course adjustment, as we would say. It's really focusing and using all of your senses. And another good thing to do would be to write down 5 things in 2020 you would like to happen or you would like to manifest, and then put them in order of priority, and just dig a little deeper into each one. Set your goals high if you would like. There are no sort of limits here, really. But it's making those achievable sort of goals throughout the year to back up how you're going to put in the effort and you're going to sort of put your bit in. So, as I was saying...
I think one of the things that you said at the beginning, which I know I'm a big advocate of, is starting with the end result. It may be something that you want to achieve in 5 years' time or whatever it is. For me, in 2017. Well, it wasn't 2017, 2015. I can't believe it was that long ago now. I had quite a bad stroke on my left side, which took out the right side of my body. And at some stage, I'll talk about it on a radio show, but the end result basically made myself and my husband, Luke, do a life review. And very much it was a case of, well, you know, I don't believe in living with regret. And is there anything that I regretted not achieving in my life? And the biggest one was that Luke and I had not had a child in the 10 years, you know, previously that we'd been married. And I rapidly, I was 46 when I got married, so I was rapidly moving towards the menopause. And, you know, I basically said, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and left it like that. But I did have one miscarriage. In fact, I had two miscarriages at the early start of our marriage, and just shrugged and went, well, you know, I have a company that I run. I have a very busy lifestyle. And it was after the stroke, I suddenly thought, no, why am I limiting? Why are we limiting ourselves this way? Do we still want to have a family? And the resounding answer to that was yes, we do. And so, obviously, we looked at it. I was in my 50s at that stage, and it was just a case of, well, biologically, this is not going to happen now. So are we going to allow that to stop us? And it was, you know, when I talk about the power of consistency, it was consistently taking one more step. So we looked at the options. We decided on surrogacy. Yes, I could get an egg donor. Yes, it would be Luke's own sperm. And yes, you know, where in the world can we do this and create this? And we actually ended up going to the Ukraine. And the result is our beautiful son, who is Hector Reyes Pierce, who is now 2.5 years old. And it was, you know, never allowing, you know, just basically saying, consistently moving forward. And we went through, I mean, it was a journey and a half, that's all I can tell you, with the traveling, the arriving in a country where you can't speak the language, but you can't even read the alphabet, because it's, you know, it's a totally different alphabet to the Western alphabet. And just muddling, you know, Luke and I both very much together as a team, and taking one step at a time. Making a long story short, you know, obviously we had to get a British passport to bring him back into the UK. And we basically, the doctors messed up on the DNA test. It was the third time we finally got the results, and therefore it could go to the British consulate in the Ukraine, and therefore we were actually then given a passport. What should have taken probably 8 weeks, they said, took us 4 months. And when we finally took off from the Ukraine, with obviously my husband, myself and my son, we just hit the air and cheered. We're going home, by the way, we're going home. And that was obviously the celebration part, but it was the consistency and not getting down and not getting upset, not just keep on chipping away at this, because it's going to happen. Chip, chip, chip. So we're coming up for another break, so we'll be chipping away on the other side of the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're talking about the power of consistency and celebration. So as I was talking before the break about Hector, my son, and obviously he came to us via surrogacy, which was fantastic. And it just a marvel and a celebration every day, actually, knowing him and bringing him up and being his mum. And it was something, as I said, you know, we set the end goal and then we worked it backwards. And obviously we spent time going over to the Ukraine at the very beginning to set it all up, meeting the lady who was his surrogate. And obviously then we set up the egg donation. And then obviously there was the mixing of the sperm and the egg and all of that type of stuff. And it was a process, and you just literally had to take one step at a time and being consistent in our target and what our goal was. And as I said, the celebration happened as soon as we got on the flight on the way home, that we were taking our new family home, and it has been an amazing journey ever since. And I think the other point here that I wanted to make more than anything else is, don't turn around to yourself and say it's too late for me to change, it's too late for me to bring in these goals. You know, I got married when I was 46. I was a new mum at the age of 57. You know, it's absolutely an amazing life. And, you know, one of the keynote speeches I give, or talks I give, is it's not over until the fat lady sings. And boy, oh boy, it's not over until the fat lady sings. And you have no idea the love, the juicy parts of life that are just sitting just beyond where you are right here, right now. And it's about, you know, it's about grasping life and giving it a damn good shake and see what falls out, because there's pearls beyond price in there. So just handing back over to Matthew so he gets his chance to have a chat too.
Yeah, thanks, Penny. My neck's hurting because I've been nodding and agreeing so much. It is so true. We should never put a limit on anything, and that's the real gold from doing the work that we do. And I just wanted to sort of go very much expand. I haven't really expanded on or talked about celebration time here, and I think it's been such a powerful thing for me because it comes down to gratitude, and ultimately gratitude it's the key to more of the same in my opinion. And it doesn't matter whether you're thanking God or whether you're thanking the universe, whatever your frame of reference is, it's every little good thing that happens. Every time you pull into the supermarket and you've got the perfect parking space, just say thank you. Every time something goes your way, it's not because you've made it that way, it's because the universe has made it easy, sort of thing. And I found when I looked at life from that perspective, it was kind of like every good thing that happens, just say thank you for it. And for me, it's what's taken me from a life where everything felt personal and like bad stuff would happen and all these experiences that I keep having, the same sort of relationships, and you think, well, why am I just attracting the same person in a different bodysuit all over again? Is it because I'm bad? And all sorts of stuff. And so many people settle for what is in front of them because they sort of sell out to sort of thinking there can't be anything out there better. And it's so far from the truth. It's unreal. It's something that I've done in my life, and I'm nobody special here. Anybody can do it. There's a clear, easy formula. And yes, of course, it may take a few years. However, some of the best investments or the best investment would be in self, and you'd never expect a good investment to pay off straight away. And it is about putting the work in and being grateful for what you have, because the more you're grateful for what you have and the good experiences you do have in your life, again, the more you'll attract. The more you're grateful for something, the more you'll get. And again, it's not doing it for more, but again, you have to have a sort of a pure intention with it. But yeah, it is about celebrating the times. For me, this week has been a week of celebration. It's sort of been recuperation, relaxation, and celebration, and sort of not having a full diary so that I'm distracted by stuff, but sort of almost emptying my diary so that I have the time to reflect and actually realize where I've come, because this is a huge milestone for me. And if I was just to keep going and keep going, you kind of miss the juicy bits. And the journey's been juicy all the way through, but this part, sometimes it's good to just sort of be the introvert and just realize where you've gone. And when you reflect on things and realize that actually the manifestation and the gratitude and that is working, it's celebrating it and going, wow, this works. And this is, there's a science to it. Yes, we're talking about spirituality and spiritual laws. However, there's a huge science that backs this up. But the more confidence you gain in your ability to manifest, and obviously if something's not coming through, it's reflecting on it and really getting the gold from it. And even that in itself is an amazing experience, because your life will change and you gain clarity around yourself, your behaviours, and
But there's also a sort thing of a lot dragging of your views. In all the pieces of gold. I know, you know, we had the last session that we had was Sunday last weekend. And we started off at, I think it was 9:30 in the morning, and we went through until about 1:30, just reflecting on every single thing. You know, what was good about the 2 years? What was not so good about the 2 years? You know, what was what did we learn from it? And teasing out all of the gold, which also brought back the memories of some of the hilarity and some of the amazing, you know, meals that we've had together, and the connection and the community, and, you know, all of those juicy things. And unless we reflect, you know, on the consistent action that we've been taking, we don't celebrate enough. And one of the things that I said to the participants of the training was, you know, one of the things that I insist you do is you buy yourself a gift to celebrate. And it, you know, it could only be, you know, £5 worth of money, or $5, or whatever it is. It could be $100, or it could be as much as you want to spend on this gift to yourself, because you need to acknowledge, you know, the amount of time and effort and consistent action that you've been taking in order to go from novice to expert in this field. And this is also how we realize that, you know, each time we stretch our own consciousness, each time we take on a new awareness, you know, each time we evolve within self, you know, that the whole of spirit is actually celebrating with you. So it would be remiss if you didn't buy yourself a small gift just to say, you know, that's my celebration, or that's my gift to myself for, you know, training my ego enough to go from novice to expert. And, you know, as I said, you know, the whole thing was, and I, you know, one of the things I said afterwards was, Anna, we want to see it on the Facebook page. Yeah, just take a photograph of it and just go, this is what I've bought myself. And you know, just so that you can enjoy it and everybody else can enjoy it. Because we tend to push our triumphs into a tin box, and then lose the tin box, and we then don't give ourselves the positive strokes or the positive evidence that actually, when you achieve something, it's really important to celebrate. So just handing back to you, Matthew, as I take a drink.
I think there's sort of one thing that's been coming in that I'd really like to share with everybody, which is, if you are when visualizing or trying to manifest something specific, I just wanted to cast your mind back and think of the time where you felt most excited. And it could be when you were a child and you won a race at school. It could be when you graduated. It doesn't really matter what the situation was, but it's just closing your eyes for a minute and remembering how excited and how amazed and how great you felt in that moment. And when you're visualizing and you're manifesting, bring that feeling in, because it's the only one of the senses that I didn't cover earlier, and that's the emotion. Because when you're trying to create something, you want to be of the mindset that it's already happened, and feeling the excitement that this is already happening. And again, it's another little tweak that I've used and I've been taught again by Acorn to Oak is get really, really specific. It is that five P's. It's the SAS. It's get down to the nitty gritty. Get to the detail. Be have that laser beam precision, and you can't miss. It's can be one of the most amazing experiences. So use all those senses and take action is the other thing to do, and enjoy the experience.
Enjoy. That's, I think, one of the biggest things. So we'll be off the air in a second, and we will see you next week. And we'll be chatting about something completely different. So I hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again soon.